This is Detective Sergeant Dean Worthy with the Sheriff's Office Major Crimes Bureau. It is January 12th, 2016, approximately 9:38 hours. I'll be placed January 7th at 4:12 hours in the afternoon and indicated he had information on the officer involved shooting. His phone number is... Message. I'm the sergeant that you left the voicemail for regarding the Camarillo officer-involved shooting.
Yeah, I just happened. The reason what happened is I was seeing the lawyer, the lawyer around the corner, trying to get my trust together.
Uh-huh.
And I happened to come around on Carmen heading towards Los Angeles, and I was stopped at a signal just when the whole incident was happening. So I was probably, had the closest perspective of anybody because I'm sitting there, I'm right at the center divider.
Were you on Carmen heading towards the freeway?
Exactly.
Right at the Arneal intersection of Daly?
Yes, exactly. I was there at the signal. I saw a first patrol car.
Were you going to go straight through the intersection toward the freeway?
Absolutely, exactly.
Do you recall what lane you were in? There's a number one lane.
I was
there
in the fast lane.
Okay, the left one. Okay.
Yeah.
Were there any cars?
So
in front
I was
of you?
Immediately.
Was there any cars?
There was one. There was one or two cars in front of me. So.
Okay.
I was at the same latitude then as the incident.
Okay. So would the incident have happened on your left side?
Exactly.
Okay. I'm just trying to get a feel for where you were at.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm looking out at my driver's window, and I had my window down.
Uh-huh.
It was a bit warm.
Okay.
And I saw, first the officer back up because this kid. Now, I had a son that hit schizophrenia and eventually died of a heroin overdose. So I'm pretty familiar with, people that are strung out or mentally ill.
Right.
And I saw that immediately in this kid. Okay. You can just see by their body movements and everything.
Okay.
But the thing is, because I'm looking at his left arm, I saw something in his left arm, which kind of looked like a cell phone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I couldn't see his right arm at all, except here's what I heard that I've never seen in any of the articles, was that the officer, the first thing I heard, When I stopped there at signal, mm-hmm. The first thing I heard was several times the officer said, "Put down your gun."
Okay.
So I'm thinking that in his right hand he has a gun.
Okay.
And then so of course, under those kind of conditions, I thought it was, showed a lot of restraint for him to kind of go back and forth with him.
Well, where was the subject? Standing at, not the officer, but the subject. Where was he standing at when you first saw him?
He was,
in a crosswalk,
kind of
sidewalk.
No, they're always in the sidewalk.
Okay, so basically the first time you lay eyes on the subject, he's on a sidewalk.
Exactly.
Okay, and that would
they're both,
to your left, and that truly is the northeast corner sidewalk.
That's precisely correct.
Okay.
And he was very close to the officer's patrol car, in other words, at the same latitude as patrol car, except maybe
patrol car.
It was one of the like an SUV.
Very good. Okay.
Type. Yeah.
All right.
Uh huh. So anyway, by the way, I live in Somers.
In Somers. Okay.
Yeah. And so anyway. So he was probably maybe 15 feet north of that patrol car, because mm-hmm. The patrol car was right on the street there, just adjacent to the sidewalk.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever see
the two, the officer and the subject, talking with each other or, you know, interacting when they were at the rear of the vehicle, or when you first saw them, where they were at past the front of the vehicle, the police
car? Yeah, they're already past the front at that stage.
That's when you see them. Okay.
Yeah, and I never heard the the subject. I never heard him say anything. I didn't hear him say, go ahead and shoot me or any or whatever. Mm-hmm. Apparently he did say something, but the officer was, I just heard him yelling out, and it was very distinct. Put down your gun. Okay. I mean, there's no confusion between gun and knife verbally, and he said it very loudly. But that was the only thing I had to add to the to it, is that was kind of interesting that according to my perspective and hearing him say that he apparently thought either that gun was in his left hand, which was a cell phone, or confused that a knife was a gun or something like that.
So the object in his left hand appeared to be a cell phone to you?
Well, yeah, but I couldn't see that real distinctly either.
And you couldn't see
But he right? had his, because he had his hand kind of curled.
Yeah.
And by the way, I've never seen the video.
Okay. Oh, you haven't? Okay.
No, I never, first of all, it was, because I saw my stepson and this kid, it was actually pretty traumatic for me to see that.
I'm sorry for you. That's awful. I'm sorry to hear about your loss, too, with your kid.
I added that simply because I was familiar. I said, "Wow, this kid is mentally not there." I mean, it was pretty obvious to me. Yeah.
Right. Well, can you just walk me through what you saw from that point forward?
Okay. So when I first heard put down your gun, the officer was backing up, and the kid was being a bit aggressive. Then the kid started to either back up or stand, kept his distance.
Right.
And the officer started at that point go a little bit forward, and then the kid got aggressive again, and that's when the officer backed up, and finally,
the officer's gun is out the whole time.
Yes, the entire time I saw him, he had the gun out. Yeah.
Okay. Very good.
Yeah.
All right, and keep going.
And then finally, he shot him, and I thought it was 5 shots, honestly. It turned out to be 6, I guess, from what I read. And then at that point, the kid, he started falling down on the first shot. Mm-hmm. And then, from what I can recall, and then finally ended up just staggering and falling into the street.
Right.
And then at that point, the signal changed, so I just...
Did you see the officer fall?
I had to go on. Pardon?
Did you see the officer fall?
No, I did. I never did.
No. Okay.
I saw him kind of. He was almost. It was hard to figure out if he was tripping or stumbling. As he was backing up. Mm-hmm. But I never saw him fall. I can just. The entire time he looked like he was standing up to me. But maybe at that stage, maybe I was for. At that point, the signal changed. I went forward, and immediately I saw a couple other officers. Coming up the street, and then in my rearview mirror, I looked, and already one of the officers was out of his car, and they were both standing over him.
Okay. Now, did you see him place handcuffs on the guy?
No.
No?
No, I didn't.
Were you driving?
Because I was, I was driving, and I thought...
Okay.
I'm not one to be to sit there and watch...
Obviously, you're not paying attention to the traffic signal at this point, so is it possible that you sat there through the cycle... And
no,
the light
turned
green, and you stayed there, and then it went to red, and then it wasn't that long?
No, it all happened in about 15 seconds, I would say.
And then the light turned green, and you continued south daily over the bridge to get on the freeway?
Yeah, caught the freeway, yeah.
Okay, you were going to Los Angeles?
Correct.
Had you called law enforcement prior to today? Or, I'm sorry,
no,
the 7th when you called?
That was the first time, because I was debating whether I should even, call or get involved. And,
yeah.
And finally, because when I read the articles, and nowhere did it say, it was just a gun thing, like put down your gun. Nowhere did it say that there was any conversation about a gun or suspecting that he had a gun. That's the main reason why I called. And the only other, and that's why I found it a little bit disturbing, because you can speculate. It's hard to speculate. It's hard to say what you would do under the circumstances, but I can tell you that You know, I had a lot with my stepson. Mm-hmm. Because of the schizophrenia, he'd get real aggressive at times, and he came at me with a knife or, you know, other weapons at times. Mm-hmm. And he weighed 350 pounds, and I weigh 155, and I've always been pretty fit and athletic, and I had to physically deal with him.
Right.
And I never carried a gun, so I wouldn't.
Right.
I just, somehow I was able, you know, I just had to deal with him.
Right.
But that was a little bit different because he's my son.
Right.
A little bit more predictable.
Right. Okay. Well, I appreciate you calling in. What day did you call the Camarillo Police Station?
That'd
be the same day you left me the message?
Yeah, I went to the police station, and they gave me your card.
Okay.
And I can tell you the date, because I have my journal with me. Right,
well, I have the date on my voicemail saved. It's January 7th,
okay.
At 4:12 is when you called me.
Yeah, okay, so that's right after I got out of the police station.
Okay.
I called, you know, left the message right there.
Okay.
And
This is one of those incidents where, I mean, it happened in the broad daylight, middle of the day, one of the busiest intersections in Camarillo on a weekday. So
right.
We have well over 100 eyewitnesses to the incident.
Oh.
Yeah, really, truly.
Okay.
Well over 100, and not to mention the incident is also captured on videotape. So it's been very helpful having the witnesses to give us their input and their perception, and then we, you know, compare that to what's shown on the video. It just makes our job, you know, a whole lot easier to do. So I do appreciate you reaching out to us and doing the right thing by giving us your statement. That's great. We appreciate it a lot.
Oh, good.
So, go ahead.
The other reason why I called is because I probably was closer to it than any of these witnesses. Just from, you know, if you can figure out that whatever from that divider to the sidewalk, what could it be, like 25, 30 feet?
Now, let me ask you this. As you're in traffic and you're looking to your left,
are you
looking directly to your left or to your left and behind you to see?
Directly. What? I'm just like right there, right at the same latitude.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, okay. Well, I appreciate that. And I just need to get some information from you for my report.
Sure.
So your first...
Nine 3066.
Okay, and a home phone number?
Right.
Are you working or retired or?
I'm 68, but I'm still working.
Okay, and the name of the business? And your job title there?
Structural repairs.
Okay, and do you use your home address as your business address?
No, I use my...
So, same zip code?
Yeah, right.
Okay, and your date of birth? Are you white?
Yes.
And how tall are you?
I'm 5'10", 155.
155. And hair and eye color?
It's kind of gray hair and brown eyes.
Okay. Excellent. Providing us with that information. Very helpful.
Okay. Good. Thank you. Thanks
All right.
for calling back.
Okay. Take care.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
That's the end of the interview. It is 0952 hours.